Proclamation number 8639 of 8th of October, 1963. Free will. Recognizing good and evil. Love spark. The whole earth existence as man has only one purpose, to bring the still imperfect spiritual, which is in a bodily governor's soul, to the last perfection. And that is why the whole walk of life is to be so directed that it corresponds to the principle of divine order. Man is to always only think and want well. He is to always only carry out good actions, i.e., all thinking, wanting and acting is to be carried by love. For man, since he is free will, can use it in any direction. He can lead a good as well as a bad way of life, and he will not be able to be forced in any way. Every man also has within himself the sense of good and evil, because he has a silent admonisher within him. The voice of conscience. And because he feels the effect of good and evil actions on himself, beneficent or sorrowful. And therefore it is also said, love you neighbor as yourselves. Do to him the same thing that makes you happy, and do him no harm, because you also will not be harmed yourselves. Every man knows how to distinguish between good and evil, if only he is honest with himself. But if he has an evil will, then he also seeks to pervert the law of order, then he denies even the sense of good and evil. But then he only lies to himself. And he will never be able to maintain this assertion before himself. As soon as man lacks all sense of responsibility, his whole way of life is only a lie against himself. He does not want to be good because he is still firmly chained to God's adversary, but he also knows himself that he is bad, even if he does not want to admit this to his fellow human beings and falls into ever deeper sins. A person who lacks the conscious feeling for good and evil could not one day be called to account for his conduct on earth. But it is always only his free will how he leads his way of life, and for this he is to answer. If he himself is wronged, then he will also rebel against it. So he knows about right and wrong. But the adversary is able to dull his feelings so that he is finally only a blind tool for him, that he lets himself be used completely without will for all bad actions, and then he already becomes a devil, although he still walks the earth as man. But his soul is completely dominated by the enemy, by him who seeks to snatch all souls into ruin. That no other fate can be granted to such souls than renewed banishment and solid matter will then also be understandable to you men who make an effort to live in divine order. Every man can reach perfection on earth, but his will alone is decisive. Whether he seeks support in weakness of will and asks for strengthening, whether he has the desire in him to live right and justly. Then every possible help will be given to him. And this desire could be in every man, because God leaves out no one, to whom he, not, offers his favors, which however must also be voluntarily accepted and evaluated. And man himself determines this. But it is wrong to think that a man would be completely incapable of reaching his aim on earth because he is, unusually, burdened with weaknesses and dispositions. According to these is also the supply of grace, and also particularly burdened men will come into situations in life where they can think and devote themselves to their God and Creator. That they do not do it is again due to free will, but that they can do it cannot be denied, Otherwise God would have to be denied justice, wisdom and love. But he wrestles for every soul to win it for himself, and therefore truly leaves no means untried to help it. But when the soul of a man gives ear to the opponent and closes its ears to him who truly loves it, then it is also pulled down by the opponent, and it does not resist, but is in bondage to him in everything, and that also means that it again completely falls prey to him and again remains his belonging for endless long time. Because you man must not forget one thing, that the divine love spark is associated with every man at the beginning of the embodiment on earth, that this therefore only needs to be ignited and the danger of a fall into the deep is thereby eliminated. Every man can be active in love, but whether he is willing to love, that is up to him, however decides the success of earth life and his further fate, which can be happiness and bliss in the kingdom of light or also again banishment in hard matter, because otherwise the final aim cannot be reached, which God has set for himself at the beginning. Amen.